both. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senators Bradley, Homan, and Fahrenkamp are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Can we stand for it?
Let us pray. Almighty God, at this time we would especially hold up in our prayers a former member of this House, Senator Reddick, now undergoing open heart surgery. We pray that you would bring all of your healing power to bear upon his life. Be with those who are the surgeons, especially be with his family. Lord, as the members of our legislature wrestle with the needs of our state, help them to know that you are ever present with them, giving them not only wisdom and understanding, but strength and courage. Open them up, we pray, to your guiding hand, that in all things your holy will might be done and our people might be rightly served. Amen.
I move and ask unanimous consent that today's prayer be spread upon the journal, Mr. President.
Objection, so ordered. Also, would the Secretary of the Senate please see myself, Bruce Chairman, for an appropriate communication to the Senator? My understanding is Ron doesn't want flowers at any time. Chief Clerk, please certify as correctness statement.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 107th legislative day.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 107th day be approved and certified.
Objection, so ordered. The guest introduction, Majority Leader.
Mr. President, we're very fortunate to have a number of students and the chaperones from Kane Lake. In the gallery behind me is Tina Reddy, Sheree Canaback.
You stand.
Lance Olson, Don Cooley. With them is their advisor and science teacher David Wellman, and their chaperone Marge Brittman. Welcome to Senate.
Senator Platt.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce some members of the sixth grade class at Capitol School, the class my son attends during our stay in Juneau. And if the youngsters would please stand as I call your names. Don Brown, Joanne Patterson, Randy Schmidt, Zanda Hazelton, Eleanor Morgan, Tammy Sue Morris, Donna Jim, Mike Coletta Jr., Tommy Query, Ben Nix, Gus Adams, and their escort, Mrs. Marge Gorsuch.
Very glad to have all the students here today. Senator Lies.
Mr. President, we're not quite through. We have two teachers and nine students from St. John's Harbor School, which is on Zarambo Island. And Zarambo Island's between Wrangell and Petersburg. You go by it on the ferry usually. And with us today is Sophie Smith, Camille Fulcis, Lori Carroll, Jerry Hill, Terry Hill, Steve Stewart, Danny Stewart, Shelley Smith, Mike Carroll. Their teachers are Art Fulcis and Hilda Fulcis.
The message is from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Will we stand at ease for a moment?
We'll stand at ease. You may proceed. The message is from the House.
Message of April 28th. The House respectfully invites the Senate to meet in joint session on May 4, 11 a.m. for the purpose of an address by the Honorable Frank Murkowski, U.S. Senator.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session on Monday, May 4th at 11 a.m.
Without objection, if it is technically
possible, I'll check with Rules Chairman, we won't come into session till 1:30 formally, but we'll just, those go over to the House to meet in joint session that wish to appear. If not, we'll have a session at the regular time. Senator Rohde, we will send a communication to the House in acceptance of their request without objection. Are there further messages from the House?
Message of April 28, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 177 amended by Representatives Smith, Rogers, Brown, Barnes, Bettesworth, Fanning, and Randolph. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the resurfacing of the highway from the Yukon River to the Arctic Ocean and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Those are the messages from the House, Mr. President.
We have communications this morning?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 27, requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to delay its removal of design and construction unit from Valdez to Anchorage. And a majority of the committee recommends due pass with an amendment. Signing due pass for Senator Ray Chairman and Senators Curtula and Gilman. Senator Dankford signed no recommendation. SCR 27 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 27, requesting federal government to increase its efforts to account for American servicemen still missing in Southeast Asia. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Coletta and Bradley signed due pass. SJR 27 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 29, requesting U.S. Postal Service to construct a new post office building for Dillingham. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Coletta and Bradley signed due pass. SJR 29 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 32, supporting the government of the United States in honoring U.S. military personnel who served in the Vietnam War. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Coletta and Bradley signed due pass. SJR 32 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 34, supporting the Economic Recovery Plan of President Reagan, and reports are back as follows. Senator Fisher, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Coletta and Bradley signed due pass. SJR 34 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 126, Labor Relations Involving Teachers in School Districts, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Gilman, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senator Coletta signed due pass. Senator Sturgiolewski signed no recommendation. Senator Ziegler signed do not pass either the original bill or the committee substitute. Senator Ferguson signed do not pass unless amended. SB 126 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 170, making special appropriations to the Department of Administration for capital expenses related to telecommunications, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Senator Fisher, Chairman, signed due pass. Senator Coletta signed due pass as amended. Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. SB 170 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 248, Equal Employment Opportunity in the Executive Branch of the State Government, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a new fiscal note. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senator Stimson and Coletta signed due pass. Senators Bradley and Eliason signed no recommendation. SB 248 has no further referral.
I'll sign it to finance with a substantial fiscal note.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 286, relating to audio, visual, and dental insurance coverage for persons receiving benefits under the judicial retirement system, and recommends due pass with amendments. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Homan, Ziegler, and Fahrenkamp. SB 286 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 342, level of bond authorization for international airports. Senator Ray Chairman and Senators Curtula and Gilman signed do pass. SB 342 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 343, source of the appropriation for improvements to Fairbanks International Airport. Senator Ray Chairman and Senators Curtula and Gilman signed do pass. SB 343 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 409, directing the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to conduct a study of housing needs for senior citizens, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher Chairman concurring, Senators Coletta and Bradley. SB 409 has a further referral to finance. SB 409 first has a referral to Community and Regional Affairs. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 410, making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for a statewide housing study, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed, Senator Fisher Chairman concurring, Senators Coletta and Bradley. SB 410 has a further referral to Community and Regional Affairs. The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 11, State Affairs, recognizing the service of Vietnam War veterans. Senator Fisher Chairman and Senators Coletta and Bradley signed do pass. HJR 11 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution number 42, studies to provide proposals to alleviate the effect of time zones on presidential elections. Senator Fisher Chairman and Senators Coletta and Bradley signed do pass. HJR 42 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Other reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
There are no resolutions.
Is there a bill for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill number 531 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to the disposal and use of state and municipal land and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
That's the only bill today.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. They're old friends with us today. First bill on the daily calendar, the Secretary, please read Senate Bill 352.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 351, Finance, an Act relating to the donations of personal leave and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment, number 1, by Senator Sturgiluski to page 1, line 10. Delete subsection B and replace with the following. This has been distributed.
Senator Sturgiluski.
Mr. President, I would move the adoption of the amendment number 1.
Senator Sturgiluski has moved the adoption. Would the Senator please quickly explain the amendment?
Mr. President, what you have here is some additional controls set in this section. It requires the approval of the person authorizing their employment to sign off on the donation of personal leave. It also requires that the leave be used for medical reasons. And if you will look in the material handed out, it does spell out what medical leave or purposes is, and that covers the legislative employees. And also, when it talks about the official responsible for actually doing this, is also bound by the fact that it is for medical reasons only. So it does tighten up substantially in this section, and I would hope that the amendment would pass.
Consent's been asked for the adoption of the amendment. Amendment's been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent that Senate Bill 351 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 351, Finance Amended, an act relating to donations of personal leave and providing for an effective date.
So Senate Bill 351 is before you for discussion, debate, questions called for. You may proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 4 nays.
So Senate Bill 351 as amended has passed the Senate. There is an effective date clause. We'll have to move on it.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill. Be considered to vote on the effective date clause.
I think it's a 14 vote effective date clause. There's 13 for it. We'll have to move. The motion before the body is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas.
So the effective date clause has been adopted. The next bill before us is House Bill 140. Secretary, please read the bill.
House Bill Number 140, an act increasing the longevity bonus.
So House Bill 140 is the second reading. Are there amendments? Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. However, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the letter from the Department of Law, the Office of the Attorney General, be spread in the Supplemental Journal.
Without objection. Attorney General's letter will be spread in the Supplementary Journal. There, I also notice there is a letter from the Department of Administration. Senator Ray.
I would also request that be printed in the Supplemental Journal, Mr. President.
Without objection, both letters are spread in the Supplementary Journal. In the absence of amendments, you have the floor, Mr. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and unanimous consent to House Bill 140 to be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, please read the bill.
House Bill Number 140, an act increasing the longevity bonus.
So, House Bill 140 is before you for discussion, debate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, just briefly, I would just call the body's attention to the fourth paragraph in the letter from the Attorney General, which more or less explains the concern, and we have found out that the state of Alaska had not been taking the proper procedures under the federal guidelines, and if we had have increased it, we would have eliminated people from nursing homes. But now that the feds have caught up with them, that problem no longer exists, and I would urge the passage of the bill.
The question is, shall House Bill 140 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Has every member voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas.
So House Bill 140 has passed the Senate. Next item, an item of unfinished business. Well, may we stand at ease? Senator Rohde, Senator Park. Senate, please come back to order. Secretary, please read the message from the House.
The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 99, Judiciary Amended, prohibiting sex discrimination in education in the state and implementing Article 1, Section 3 of the Alaska Constitution with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 99 has amended House and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 99.
Objection. There's objection. You have the floor, Senator Burst.
Maybe we have a sexual analysis of the changes that were made in the House Committee Substitute.
Is there a sexual analysis or is an explanation available? Mr. President, the floor.
In response to Senator Ferguson's questions, the amendments that the House has made have been relatively minor amendments in wording changes. There are no substantive changes. One change which stands out is the House did delete language that said no sex education can be taught under the in grades lesser than the sixth grade. That is a matter that is decided by local boards, but the provision was put in there. It is perhaps the most important change, but by and large, the changes are largely in wording.
Senator Ferguson?
I'd like to know what paragraph or section
Stand at ease for a moment while you...
Through the chair, on page two, I believe...
appears to be page three in the original bill.
Page two, line 28. It's page two, line 28. The language being coeducational sex education programs are prohibited in grades kindergarten through grade six. This language has been omitted. The note here that I have from the House Judiciary Committee is this is not a substantive change since most elementary school children deal only with general physiology, not sex education, and the separation of sexes continues to be permitted under both bill versions.
Give the floor, Senator Burris.
Does that mean that we're allowing everyone through high school to
I think it allows, and I may be mistaken, from the first grade on, decision for sexual education under the provision. I may be in error, but I think that's interpretation. Senator Ray seems to seek the floor to answer your question, Senator Ray.
The original Senate bill provided that there would be no coeducational sex education below the sixth grade, although they could have sex education that would be in separate classes. And then above that, then they could, upon the approval of the board or with the decision of the board. There is another substantive change, at least in my mind, and that's on page three, where it says at the top of the page, school boards shall have textbooks and instructional materials reviewed. This means that they are giving that review purpose to somebody else, and it could, I believe, could cause considerable problems depending on just what the activists are in the community, and I think the school board, as elected officials, should do that themselves.
Mr. Barr.
Mr. President, I might point out that the language does not prohibit the school board from doing it themselves if they wish. It gives them a little more latitude in deciding to do it themselves or to have it done by somebody.
We'll give you, Senator Burris, come back to order because this bill has been before us several days for discussion and debate. There's still one particular interest in sexual analysis being requested by one senator. So, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in recess for 5 minutes.
Call the chair. The motion was to a call of the chair, and we have 2, 4, 5, 6. Excuse me.
Four. Mr. President, I have a guest from Petersburg with us today, Mrs. Susan Brutel.
Motion that the Senate accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 99.
Without objection.
And would move that that be held on the Secretary's desk for an additional day.
Without objection, so ordered. Takes us to special orders. Are there items under special orders? We have an announcement of committee meetings. Number of heavy committees. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the Transportation Committee will meet on Thursday, 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. Senate Bill 429, an act making a regional appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for a boardwalk and bridge in Kipnuk. Senate Bill 440, an act making a special appropriation to the city of Toksook Bay for airport relocation. Senate Bill 445, an act making a special appropriation to the city of Good News Bay for a dump site and access road. And Senate Bill 456, an act making a special appropriation to the Bristol Bay Borough for dock area security fencing for NACNEC.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee currently is just in a recess. It'll be going back in at 1:40 this afternoon. Be taking up the health and social service budget. Again, be meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30. Same subject.
President.
Two announcements. Resources Subcommittee on Parks and Recreation will hold a teleconference at 1:30 today in the Belts Room on Senate Bill 189 dealing with trails. And State Affairs is holding a video teleconference tomorrow from 1:30 to 4 p.m. in the Senate Finance Room on Committee Substitute for House Bill 1, Special Appropriation to Alaska Permanent Fund, Senate Bill 66, Royalty Oil Premium Payments to State Residents, Senate Bill 67, and appropriation for that purpose.
Thank you, Mr. President. The House Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon in Room 209 of the Senate Bill. There is Senate Bill 313, an appropriation to the Division of Adult and Aging Services, and Senate Bill 399 relating to adoption.
Mr. President, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet tomorrow, first floor of the Barron's Building, 3 p.m. We'll have Senate Bill 517 relating to child care, daycare assistance, and Senate Bill 518, Special Appropriation Department of Community and Regional Affairs for Child Care Assistance.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, the Senate Resources Subcommittee on Fisheries will be meeting this afternoon at 3 p.m. in the Butrovich Room. We'll have before us SB 249, an act relating to fisheries information planning and evaluation, SCR 15 relating to the gathering and evaluation of comprehensive information on salmon stocks in the AYK management area, and we'll also be taking public testimony on SB 508, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce for a pilot project to finance the Nooshigak Fish Processors Co-op.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent we revert to unfinished business.
Without objection.
Mr. President, with your consent, I would like to waive Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, which had only a referral to State Affairs and would suggest it be referred to Judiciary Committee.
Without objection, waive Senate Concurrent Resolution 1's reference, and it will be referred to Judiciary.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today in the Governor's Conference Room, having a joint meeting with the House on the Judicial Council. The speaker at the Democratic Luncheon will be Representative Don Clarkson. That's noon today in the Baranoff. Mr. President, as most people are aware, there will be a Chairman's and Finance Committee meeting immediately after the session in the Butrovich Room. Mr. President, if there is no further business to come before this body, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.